Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great Thursday out there, everybody. It is 9:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. We are joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we got some fun stuff to get to this hour. Then a right story coming up a little later. Some good stories of the day. Plenty more. Did want to touch on this as well. Tomorrow's show, Terry John's going to be sitting in with us.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to getting the band back together.
Yep.
And Terry and I, our opening subject, we usually catch up with the United Way. We'll be doing that with her.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, though, we have a good story of the day, a local one that I'm bursting at the bit to talk about. But I'm excited to be able to do that tomorrow. We'll be doing that.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a really fun opening to the show, along with, of course, us getting you ready for your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Get us your birthdays and anniversaries for Misty's Menu. We don't just celebrate Friday. Oh, no. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So get us those birthdays and anniversaries. info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR. Going to have a fun show tomorrow. Did also want to mention something else as we're talking here, because during our commercial breaks, you're going to hear a new morning show promo. You're going to hear a new Over the Back Fence promo.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to give a shout out to our head of production, Seth, to our staff. You guys put up with so many of my weird creative ideas, and I appreciate that. And then you make them actually sound good, which I don't know how you do. That's a lot of fun, and I appreciate the great work that you're doing on that and the podcast and everything else behind the scenes,
Thank you, brother.
But I did want to tell people a little bit about Over the Back Fence and it moving to Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
You did the first inaugural show. How did that go?
It went really, really well. I was just, I was tickled. We got plenty of calls. I wasn't sure, of course, because with the time change and the day change, I wasn't sure what to expect, really, about who would even know about calling. But we had a great number of calls. We had the mailbag was pretty full, so we were able to talk about that stuff. We were able to do... We were able to do events, talk about coming events during the week. So I think it's great. We got to go right into the polka show, which if people remember, we used to do when it was on, when we were on Saturday. So I thought, oh man, it's like old home week. It was a lot of fun. And then, you know, going into Badger football after that. So I'm telling you, stay tuned on Saturdays at 11 because Over the Back Fence, polka, football, we got it all.
We appreciate because the great response you got, I think, is in part because we have some of the greatest, we have the greatest listeners in radio.
We do.
Period. End of sentence. You guys spread the word about these things,
mm-hmm.
which helps us with promotion, which helps us, you know, getting more people calling in.
Right.
Please keep doing that, everybody. Spread the word. Over the Back Fence, going strong on Saturdays from 11 to noon, leading you perfectly into the Sunshine Polka Show at noon.
Yep.
And Native Roots. That leads you into Native Roots at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, yep.
I want to get the guys from Native Roots on. The gang from Native Roots on.
I would love
I want to get Kristen on as well. Mm-hmm. I want to have them join us sometime on Morning Magazine or the morning show here.
That'd be great.
And we'll do a home and home. We'll do their show too if they want us.
Yeah, if they want us.
They may want you or Mel. I don't know about me, but either way, we'll do a home and home.
We have an in with Kristen. This is her hometown, mm-hmm. Wisconsin Rapids. Yep. Her parents still live here. So we got to use that string.
Absolutely.
We got to pull on that one. And say,
absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
You got to do some home stuff here.
There is nothing like a parent's guilt. Kristen, when's the last time you saw your mother? When's the last time? Call your mother. Come and see her. And then we get
that's
her to
right,
come
yeah.
out here. Yeah, that's good. Over the Back Fence, going strong. 11:05 Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us for that. Now you'll be doing this Saturday.
I will be doing this Saturday. Yep.
Next Saturday I'll be doing.
Yep.
And we're going to reach out to Don, see if Don would like to do some of these. You know, Tim, maybe anybody really. We would certainly offer it to Melissa. Melissa has a billion other things to be doing.
Right.
So
and she's kind of elsewhere. It makes it a little harder to do. But, you know, this is something that, we're going to have a little rotation on it. It'll be, you know, we'll mix it up a little bit so we don't have to, one person has to spend their, you know, every Saturday on. But again, it's good. I really enjoyed doing it. So thanks. Keep the calls coming, everybody. This week, I'm looking forward to it.
We usually use this segment to talk about entertainment. I want to continue that, but talk a little more like in-house here.
Okay.
We have Seth Faces the Music that is on every Sunday from 5 to 8.
6 to 8.
6 to 8. I knew it was wrong about
you were
that.
Close.
6 to 8. I got Rafter baseball on my brain.
Yeah.
So 6 to 8 every Sunday. Catch Seth Faces the Music. Seth takes a topic, has a theme, and he finds songs that fit that theme.
I
what
do.
Is it this week?
Well, we're coming up on the next season. And I thought, well, let's do songs about autumn.
Ah,
that nice. Is what I've nice. Chosen for this week. And I kind of gave myself a challenge.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was like, wow, autumn songs. Because I didn't want to just do fall. You know, fall.
Sure,
like,
sure.
It could mean, you know, tripping and falling. So, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So, I tried to be very specific about autumn. And, man, did I find some really cool songs. I just got to say, songs I've never heard before. And I'm guessing you haven't. So, tune in, everyone. 6 to 8 on Sunday. Listen to some music you haven't heard before.
I have to ask, and I'm not trying to do spoilers.
That's fine.
Do you have Autumn in New York?
I do.
Okay. I won't ask what version.
Because we'll everyone has that done that song. Show. Yes. Yeah.
I will say Diana Carroll and Billie Holiday. Ella and Louie do a great version,
yes.
too. Billie Holiday's is my favorite. Diana Carroll's, very like 1A, yep. 1B kind of thing. Diana Carroll's is very good.
To tease it just a little bit, I chose a singer who was very popular in the 50s, but is almost totally forgotten today.
Oh,
and
great.
She did a marvelous version of it. So that's the one I chose.
Ooh, yeah. I think I know who it is. I'm not going to say
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, yeah.
It. But find out this Sunday,
yep.
6 to 8 on Seth Faces the Music.
Yep.
And I got a feeling that our unlabeled show is probably going to be bookending or
it's going to be around that time.
Bookending,
yeah.
around that on Sundays.
I
have
agree.
A feeling that's where that show will be centered, mm-hmm. but we'll see. Of course, on our radio tonight, we have the Paul Chris Show. Join us for that at 6:05. Wisconsin Badger head football coach joins us every week during the college football season. Looking forward to hearing what Coach Chris has to say tonight about the loss last week and about the game coming up this week.
Yes.
And then on Friday on our sister station, WIRI, Wisconsin, 6:50, our pregame kicks off for Assumption High School hosting iScan. Iola Scandinavia coming to town here.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Paul on the call. You know it's going to sound good. Shout out to Don running the board. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will.
And I would get used to sports over there. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to put that out there. God, I'm so bad with secrets.
I know. Actually, I don't know. We should ask. We discuss it at the next break, but I think we might be able to do that. I think we're okay.
I don't want to get anybody mad.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything, but there's exciting things going on
there
with WIRI,
yep.
Wisconsin 105.5. And here Saturday, right on WFHR, like every other Badger football game this season, we got it. We got you covered. 12:50, our coverage starts, mm-hmm. as Wisconsin Badgers take on New Mexico State, looking to get back in the win column there.
Yep, yep.
Good opponent, but a beatable opponent.
Yes, yes.
Although this year in college football, all bets are off.
It seems that way.
All bets are off. Go Marshall.
It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a crazy year.
If you like, which I do, I like non-parity in football. I in the NFL, it's the one real thing I have about the NFL is, mm-hmm. so parity league. And I like that about college football, and I really like the craziness of college football.
That makes it more fun for me.
It should be fun. Me too.
Yeah.
Just wanted to wrap up with an interesting kind of thing here, as we usually talk about entertainment in this segment here. Maybe we'll touch on, if we have time, what's new on TV.
Okay.
A company in Japan has a new Bluetooth mouthpiece that straps to your face over and around your mouth and muffles your voice for phone calls in public.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Mutalk. Mutalk, like a mashup of mute and talk.
Yeah, okay. There you go. You got
it. And it's for loud talkers who can't keep their voice down when they make calls. They're pretty bulky and kind of look like a VR headset, like a virtual reality headset.
Over your mouth.
It takes a big elastic strap to keep it in place if you want to use it hands-free. When it's on your face, it creates an air pressure pocket that prevents sound from escaping through an air hole. They say it lowers the volume of your voice by 20 decibels or 30 for really loud talkers.
Wow, that's a lot.
So even someone right next to you can't make out what you're saying. They're not available yet, but should start shipping in November or December. They cost about $140.
Whoa.
Yeah, they are not cheap. And I'm going to show them to Seth right now.
Man. I got to see this.
And they really do look like a VR headset for your mouth.
It looks like they're eating a sandwich is what it looks like, because they're big. You're right. They're kind of bulky. Wow.
On a profile angle, it looks like they have a weird white tongue.
Yeah. A very large.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird white tongue. Yeah.
Now, this device, to the people that are going to balk at this, usually loud talkers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look funny. I'm going to look weird doing this. Hey, if nobody's ever told you this, you already do.
You do.
Loud talkers, you do.
You do.
Nobody wants to hear your conversation.
We don't.
I wish you a good life. I have nothing against you. Please quiet down.
Yes.
We don't need it. There's no situation in society that's okay.
Yeah.
I can't think of one. If you are in a room that is specifically designed for loud talkers on the phone, I don't even know if it's okay in there. What point in society are we okay with this? Where are we? On the bus, at the grocery store, walking down the street.
Hate it.
Never.
Hate
never.
It. Yeah.
It's rude. And it
no one cares about what you're saying.
And on another level of this, in a day and age where we hold our privacy, we covet it so closely, I would think that the loud talker thing would go away more. Like, you would be more aware of that and everything. Like, I don't want people here in my business. I don't like my business in the streets.
No. Why would you want to?
I think that you would keep it that. I can talk loud if I choose to. I have a projectable voice.
Right. You've done theater.
But I don't. Like I said, I know that the person next to me, even if they are a friend, is not interested in what I'm saying on the phone. Like,
yeah.
Let alone a stranger.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That, you know, I was going to say before I saw it, I was like, you know, can you get specialized ones? You look like the Hannibal Lecter mask or something.
Would
that be cool?
Minute. Okay. Well, now, or the Bane mask.
Yes.
Then you could have the Bane mask on there.
Only if it gives your voice that accent, then you can, yeah.
I am here to defeat the bat.
Oh goodness.
I will say this. I almost want to guarantee this.
Okay, all right.
These might sell. They should sell okay.
Yeah.
But not one loud talker is going to buy them.
No.
It's all the person that knows the loud talker that are going to be buying these.
Yeah. It's kind of like offering someone a breath mint.
Yes. Yes. So much.
You know, could you use this?
What?
Hey.
I'm not a loud talker.
Hey, you know, they got these toothpastes out nowadays. They taste great. They're really good stuff. You ever thought about maybe trying some of this new toothpaste?
I'm a fairly diplomatic person. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, I tend to be as tactful as I can. Mm. But some things you just can't.
Yeah.
You just can't. You might as well just pull the Band-Aid off and just put, you know, say,
I have,
here, take this breath mint. Your breath stinks.
Yeah. I have to admit, bad breath is one of my deal breakers. It is one of those ones. And I'm not even saying, like, I always have perfect breath. I'm aware of it, but
right.
I'm sure that I have moments that I don't. I'm not good at it.
Yeah,
but
it's something that, you're human, yeah.
Yeah.
When you eat that pastrami, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. I do eat a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
I do eat a lot of Italian. I do eat a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
Some stereotypes are a little true. Looking at what's new on your small screen tonight, the 15th season premiere of Thursday Night Football on Amazon. That's right, everybody.
They signed a gajillion dollar deal with the NFL, and they're, wow, 15 years? That's been around for 15 years?
Yeah, the 15th year for Thursday Night Football.
How about that?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
There are kids that are alive that only know of the world with football 4 days a week, pretty much, or three or four days a week,
basically.
I was thinking of college football, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's crazy to think of. I'm glad you stopped us there, because I didn't even think about that. That is pretty huge.
Because, you know, when we were kids, it was always Monday Night Football was the big thing, you know, because that was the one odd
one during
the season, but now it's they're all over the place.
And the game is just as big as the deal that Amazon signed. The Kansas City Chiefs host the Los Angeles Chargers. You've got arguably the two greatest young quarterbacks in the game today, and Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert does these angles where he throws the ball, these perfect spirals, and I don't know how he defies physics doing it. And then there is Patrick Mahomes, who is really a magician. He's actually a magician just playing quarterback.
Yeah.
He is Barry Sanders at quarterback to me, who can throw.
That's saying something.
Just incredible. He's my favorite athlete. My favorite guy, period. Like, favorite athlete, not just favorite football player to watch. He's my favorite guy to watch. He is must-watch television.
Yes. Oh, by the way, James, I don't want to make you jealous or anything, but at the Football Hall of Fame, they have a nice display of a Patrick Mahomes jersey and uniform for, like, the NFL Today section, you know, what's going on right
there.
Now.
I gotta get over
It's
there.
Very cool. So, yeah.
I went to it when I was 16. That was years ago. I got to get back there.
That's it's great. They've cool added so many cool things, yeah.
The fourth season finale of Press Your Luck is on at 7 on ABC. The first season finale of Generation Gap is on 8 at ABC. The fourth season premiere of Atlanta is on on Fox or FX at 9 o'clock. One of the greatest TV shows I've ever seen in my life. Perfectly cast. There is not one bad actor on that show. And what Donald Glover and that team have done is remarkable. This is their last season. So big season for that show. Watch What Happens Live is on Bravo at 9. And Rosie O'Donnell is on there along with Brian Baumgartner. The guy that played Kevin on The Office.
Yep, that's right.
Episode 5 of She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, is on Disney Plus.
That's right. That starts tonight. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on right now.
I can't keep track of anything.
No.
Unless it has to do with radio, I can't keep track of anything right now.
Or your car. Getting a car. Those are like the two things you're doing right now.
Like end of list, pretty much. I have an audition next Monday. I forgot about it until this morning.
Oh, no.
I've got so many little things like that going on. That She-Hulk show has been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it.
I am the definition of a serious person, and I will be the first person to admit that I take life too seriously, and I need to loosen up a little more and everything. I love that the Marvel movies and the superhero thing, like that they have taken things a little more serious, but I miss the fun in the opportunities for that. And this show is fun. It's funny. It's great. It's great comedy.
For actors, I have to mention, who knew Benedict Wong was a comic genius? Yeah. I mean, the way he's playing Wong is absolutely hilarious. He's spot on that. My gosh.
Outside of, you can make the argument of Guildenkrantz and Rosenstein or the famous movie.
Rosenkrantz and Guildenstern.
Outside of Tim Roth's performance in that, I don't think we've ever really seen him do comedy.
No.
Never gotten a chance to do that.
Not really.
This is a great actor. He's one of our great actors, especially of our generation.
Yes.
And getting him to see, like, it is so fun to see him just alone, let alone the lady playing She-Hulk. And
Tatiana Maslany, yes.
Incredible show. It's a really fun show. I mean, I'm not saying it's the greatest show of all
time. No, not at all.
Or anything like that. But if you like the superhero stuff and you've been looking for something a little different, this hits the mark.
Yeah, because we got the legal part of it, too. It's fun. It's just a fun show.
I watched it just to kind of see how it would be, and because I knew Tim Roth was going to be in it. Mm-hmm. I'll keep watching. You know, there's two more episodes. I'll keep watching. That's a fun one. We will take a break right here. Come back and we'll have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 9:24 on the clock. Looking at your local temperatures in your neck of the woods, 58 in Stevens Point, 56 in Marshfield and Wausau, and as Jen said, 57 here in Wisconsin Rapids. We don't get the chance to do this that often, but we used to do the segment 5 random, wacky, fun, weird facts.
Yeah.
We're doing it again. We have brought it back, and we're going to get into some of these every once in a while. And I think these are going to be some fun ones. We'll see how many we get through.
Okay.
The average American spends $971.87 on clothes annually.
They didn't ask me. I can tell you that much. Yeah. I do not spend that much on clothes.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I would like to know. Not annually, obviously, has a specific definition.
Right.
But it does seem like people use it differently.
They do. Yes, it's true.
So I wonder what they mean by annually. But
yeah.
Maybe if that's yearly, that's insane. That's
it's almost $1,000.
Yeah, that's wow. Yeah,
I know clothes aren't cheap, but still, come on.
There are 4 states where billboards are banned.
Still, really?
Yeah, still. Wow. That's why I thought it was interesting that they're still banned. I know that we heard about this back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
Vermont, Alaska, Hawaii, and Maine.
Good on all of you, man. I wish we could do that more. I know. At one point, there was a law. I believe they did try to do that, but it didn't last very long.
No. And you know, I will say, I will say this. I like that billboards still have a place in 2022.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like that part, I think, is really cool. Like that advertisement still has a, like, people still do use it. We're using it. Our WFHR, WIRI.
We have a couple of billboards.
It still. It still does stuff. It still people still talk to us about these things and mention them to us.
That's true.
We still notice billboards.
Yeah, we do.
There's something nostalgically cool about that to me. I don't know, though, like a lot of the data on it. I don't know how many accidents they cause or any of these things.
Right, if they actually work that much. You know, who knows, right?
Yeah, that part I've done a little homework with Marcus. And it does seem to, you know, be worth it. It does seem like they do still. I think every business is a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
But for a business like ours, it's, you know, so based on public perception and knowing, even just the public, even just knowing who we are, that we're here, that I think that they still have their place.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese invented fireworks. That's not a random fact. You pretty much already knew that one, probably. But did you know, you can thank my people, the Italians, that we were the first to put color to fireworks.
Oh, uh-huh. And they still haven't figured out blue.
Yeah, welcome.
But cool. I tease the Italians.
Still haven't figured out blue.
That's really
that's
cool,
good.
Though.
That's a great line. That's good.
The one color that you can't do with fireworks. I don't know why. But anyway, that's really cool. That's really neat. I didn't know that because I knew, of course, about the Chinese inventing the fireworks, but the creative Italians, you know, had to come up with some colors. That wasn't enough, just the white, you know. Got to do something different.
Why is it got to be white? Well, I like red. I like green. I like, let's get some colors in
yeah.
there.
Just so they could do their flag. Was you know.
Yes, that's it. That's what it all came down to. Because it goes back to my oldest joke about Italians. And again, I am an Italian, so I can make this joke. You want to know how you can tell somebody's Italian? Just wait 5 seconds. We'll tell you.
Yeah.
We'll tell you. Just wait.
You know, because I'm Italian and...
Yeah.
You're right, actually. I realized that.
No. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
It's like being from New York. You know, it's like, I'm from New York, you know.
New York or California.
Yep. I'm from California, yeah.
They cannot wait to tell you, well, as a New Yorker.
Right? Yeah, or I'm from LA. Yeah.
I've known you 20 years. I know you're from New York. Quit telling me you're from Brooklyn. Gwen. Gwen's awesome. I'm a sucker for quotes. I think mm-hmm. that a good quote is like a little short story almost. Mm-hmm. And what I like about quotes is they're similar to a good painting. Seth looks at a painting. He's going to get something different than I get from it. And I think quotes can do that. What I also like about what quotes are now and in this day and age, we're able to find, hey, so-and-so didn't actually say that.
Yes. You know. Misattribution, yes.
Humphrey Bogart never said play it again, Sam. Like some of these things and mm-hmm. stuff. And one of the ones that I think is really cool that has come out, for those that have not known, P.T. Barnum of Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yep.
Certainly one of the more interesting and entrepreneurs and creators and everything in human history, really.
A real showman.
Truly.
That's for sure.
He did not say, there is a sucker born every minute. Mm-hmm. That is not a quote attributed to him. In fact, it really goes against who P.T. was. And by all rights, what we've heard and have read about him and what people have said about him and everything, that he was... He loved the audience. He appreciated the audience. You got to think, this is before anybody knows what the word circus means, what
yep,
it is
yep.
and everything. You're not going to, I mean, what kind of fool is going to turn their back on their audience and
yep.
you call them suckers and everything and mm-hmm. all this? That never made sense to me.
Yep.
And it's kind of cool to hear that that's not who originated it.
Right.
In fact, nobody really knows who originated it. They just know that it wasn't P.T. Barnum and people
right.
like that. In part because it was a phrase long before P.T. Barnum was
right.
even born.
Right.
So.
I just want to say one quick thing about P.T. Barnum that I find really fascinating and very at odds with the way our culture is today. Mm. So before he got into the circus, P.T. Barnum owned what was called the American Museum in New York. Before it burned down. And it was a museum of oddities, basically. It was, you know, like the Fiji mermaid, you know, things
yeah.
like a old a slave woman who they said was had raised George Washington,
yeah.
you know, made
yeah.
her 140 years old or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, all this stuff was fake.
Right.
But the audience knew it was fake. P.T. Barnum called it the humbug.
Mm.
And he said, they're in on the joke. They know this isn't real, but they're still going to pay because they like the stories.
Yeah.
And they were okay with being humbugged because they still knew it wasn't real. Just a lesson for these days, you know, kind of thing, that where people are so quick, you know, to take offense at little things and like that. It's like, no, he wasn't doing this to scam people. He was doing this because he knew they wanted to do it. They liked that sort of thing.
Actions should be taken with the context they are intended.
Perfect.
It's not a big leap to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that it's kind of noteworthy too, because when you were talking about that, mm-hmm. I feel like you could have inserted reality TV into that.
Perfect
sentence.
Example.
I think the majority of people that enjoy reality TV know that it's scripted.
It
is not real TV.
They do.
It is the people that, you know, kind of like end up believing this stuff that
yeah.
you're, you know, kind of going to wonder about.
Right.
I do want to send a shout out to the Circus World Museum. Basically, if you went to school in Wisconsin, you went there on a field trip, or
yep.
you've been there at some
still
point.
Still do, yep.
And there's still plenty plenty of people going. They're still open. In fact, they're opening at 10 a.m. They're opening in half an hour.
No, there you go.
You can visit them and find out more if you have not been there or if it's been a while. CircusWorldBaraboo.org. CircusWorldBaraboo.org.
There's been a lot of changes over the years, so it's really different now. Yeah.
And it's a part of American history. I think it is. It's still very interesting.
It is.
And we wrap up on one more random fact. Despite what cartoons led you to believe, and this is hard for me to admit because I believe cartoons.
All of them.
All of them. Coyotes are actually twice as fast as roadrunners.
Now the truth can be told.
Coyotes top out at 43 miles an hour. Roadrunners can only hit 20. What they don't include on here, though, is that roadrunners... very good at dialing a phone, calling Acme, getting an anvil delivered on time, and a shout out to the Acme people. Way before Amazon, able to deliver things within seconds in a deserted, like in a desert, like it seemed like.
I never thought about that, but you're absolutely right. They were the first. I mean, maybe they used drones and they just didn't, the technology they had light years ahead of everyone else.
I love that idea. We'll take a break. We'll get out of your way. We'll get to Melissa's news, and we'll come back and have some Then I Write stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more coming up for you on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 9:38 on the clock. Hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this Friday Eve. Happy Thursday. Kind of a that ain't right story here, but I think we can turn it into a bit of a learning story, a good story.
Good, let's do it.
A new poll looked at the top 10 things couples bicker about at home. and we'll kind of get into this top 10 here and everything. First, just a quick second, I want to take a pause. I don't think we use the word bicker enough.
Bicker is a good word.
It's a good word. It's a fun word. I like that word. Bicker. I like that. We're arguing so much nowadays anyway. We might as well start calling it something fun to say.
It's one of those words that doesn't seem as jarring as fighting or arguing. Yeah. They were bickering. You know? It's not as harsh.
It doesn't make sense to say these two heavyweight fighters were bickering in the ring. It doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't quite work.
I wonder if maybe we called these things a little different by different terms, how much they might change our society. I'm asking rhetorically. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious. So I want to start at the bottom or the top of this one.
Let's start at the top today, right, for this one. Yeah.
All right. So looking at the top thing that make couples bicker, leaving the lights on.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Leaving the lights on?
I wouldn't have expected that, but that's the
one?
Top one.
Wow.
Number one.
Fascinating.
I would have expected this to be number one. Number two, leaving the toilet seat up. What are you doing, guys? What are you doing? If you are over the age of 10, it shouldn't happen.
It's interesting to me. I grew up in a house with a sister and a mother. So I don't know how people can't do that. Seriously. I don't. You do it like once. And they're like, why are you leaving the toilet seat up? You should... stop doing it right then. Why are you still doing it?
I am kind of like stunned by this one sometimes and then not, because I am a man and I know how we work and I know how our brains are and stuff. And I will say that there is nothing wrong with forgetting from time to time.
No, that's fine.
a lot of people have to make that trip to the bathroom at 2 in the morning or 1 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the time you really should be remembering.
Yes.
But that's also a time that is a forgetful time.
When you're half asleep and, yeah, I get it.
Hey, a little carte blanche, a little patience with something like that, especially if you're just starting to live together or something like that. But really, if you've been together for a while, and again, I'll stand by this, james@wfhr.com, phone number's 424-2600. If you're over the age of 10, you shouldn't be doing this.
No.
It should not be happening.
It's so easy. Just pull the... Anyway.
Yeah, self-inflicted wound right there.
Very much.
Not cleaning, not putting clean dishes away.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Number 3.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that can be a contention. I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and I've done that. I don't usually leave dishes dirty overnight.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. But I have left them, like, drying. And
drying in the rain, not putting away until the next day.
I've gotten yelled at for that one.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
starting housework, but not finishing it.
Oh, well, I always finish my housework, but yeah.
Well, and I was going to say, to be fair about this one, starting housework but not finishing it, or otherwise being a parent. I mean, how many moms and dads, how many guardians, how many people out there, step parents, all that, have this happen on a daily basis?
That's a good caveat. It really is, because you do get pulled away for many, many reasons.
The job comes first.
Like, it does.
You know, you might want to get stuff done. You have all the intentions to.
Scrub in the bathroom and, oh my God, my kid's on fire. You know, it's right. One of those things, right?
Yeah. Yes. You know, maybe you get back to the bathroom. Maybe
you don't.
Hey, life's a mystery.
It's going to be a new catchphrase. Life's a mystery. I like that one.
Number five, whose turn is it to vacuum or mop?
I'm seeing a trend here.
Yeah.
I am very much seeing a trend here. Yeah. You know, Beth and I basically do, you know, we kind of have a system where, you know, she does certain things and I do certain things, because it's not so much that we like doing these things. It's just that we don't mind doing them. And I think it works out pretty good. We don't have a lot of conflict about cleaning or anything like that.
I think when you change things up, no one person gets tired of doing one job. So
that works too. You
know,
yeah.
It kind of helps with that. And, you know, in this day and age, I think a lot of us, our generation especially, grew up a lot more with this.
Yeah.
But it's more and more becoming a thing of, there is no sex associated, a chore associated with your sex. Like, you are a man or a woman, right. So you should be doing this. Like, that's kind of gone by the wayside.
As well it should. And I have to say, you know, for me, it's who has the most time. So, for instance, when I wasn't working and Beth, of course, was working a full-time job, then, it fell to me because I had the time to do it. And that makes sense, right? Yeah. That's how it works, you know? The work is important. It doesn't matter who does it. It's just the work has to be done, and that's it.
Not squeegeeing or wiping things down after a shower.
If you do that in your... No.
Yeah.
I don't... No. That's... No.
I
don't get mad about it.
I do that, but I've never gotten mad at somebody for not doing it.
Wait, you do that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We got a little thing for it too. Yeah.
Just likes the squeaky sound.
No. it takes me back to my young days. No. I'm kidding. I actually never did that. That's one of the few things I did on the street.
Was wash people's windshields.
Well, because I'm horrible at washing windows. That's generally the reason. Like, otherwise, I might have done it, but I'm so bad at it.
So you are so cunning. See, I can't do windows because I'm terrible at it. See, I can't. I just can't do it.
It doesn't stop people from asking me to do them. I just warn them ahead of time. Like, this is the one thing I'm bad at when it comes to cleaning.
You will have streaks.
You're going to have streaks. There are two things that I cannot master no matter how old I get. Okay. Cleaning windows and folding bed sheets.
Folding bed sheets.
Man, I have been doing this for at least 30 some years.
Yeah.
And I have had everybody and their mother tell me, this is the way to do it. This is the way to do it.
Those fitted sheets.
Man, I get them folded as best I can. And I'm like, you know what? That's it. That's as good as it's going to get.
Looks
everybody.
Like a giant snowball,
it looks, if bed sheets could be sad, it looks like they're sad. And I'm sorry, but it's the best I can do.
He's got the saddest bed sheets.
Really do. For a lot of reasons. Number seven on the list, dirty clothes on the floor. I am okay with that in the bedroom.
Okay.
I think in the bedroom, all bets are off.
Yep.
You can... That was just low-hanging fruit. That was blue on my part. In the bedroom, I think that's... Because usually you don't have guests coming into the bedroom. So that should
be... In general, no. Yeah.
Now, most of us like a clean bedroom.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's a little... You're slacking a little bit on the cleaning, I think that's the one room in the house that's your carte blanche to do it with.
No, I have to admit... that I am bad at one thing, and I've tried very hard to be better at it, leaving socks around the house.
Oh,
drives Beth crazy.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, I got to get better at this. I'm really bad, and I admit it freely.
Crumbs in the bed, number eight on the list.
What are you doing eating in bed?
What are you doing eating in bed? I'm guilty of this one.
Oh, really? Okay. What are you doing, man? Come on.
I know it's bad.
Eating in bed?
Jeez. Being honest about it. But
you are.
Not dusting properly. I could see that. I can see that.
Dusting.
Well, Here's my catch on that one. When you get the person that, hey, I'll do the dusting, and they're doing it because they think it's an easy job, and they don't really do the job. They just dust what they can see.
Yeah.
Dusting is dusting everything.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, right? Yeah. And I'm as bad as anyone about it, but it's true. You're right. Mm-hmm.
And number 10, not making the bed. not listening just made the list at number 11. How did that not make the top five? Not listening. That's crazy to me.
That is weird.
I think the survey takers weren't listening. I think also not taking the trash out, leaving dishes in the sink, making plans without checking first. Ooh, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Who's cooking tonight and what to watch on TV? So many of these, I think, they don't have to be an argument. They can be fixed very easily.
Easy fixes, yeah. Yes. There's one on there that I waited because I was like, I don't know if this was going to be on the list. Doing the toilet paper roll, changing the toilet paper roll on the roller. That I'm guessing that has caused more fights than just about anything.
In my mind, if there is a list of top five laziest actions we do as human beings, top three. What are you doing? How do you not, like, okay.
You just put it on, like, the back of the toilet, right?
Or how about the person that leaves the one little slip? Nobody in history has ever used one sleeve of toilet paper. Nobody.
If you are, I'm not shaking hands with you.
No. Leaving the one sleeve there or something like that. Like, I'm not even mad at the person that changes the roll the wrong way. I'm like,
that's fine.
Like,
yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
And I'll say this. If the roll is in another room, okay, maybe that's a little understandable for a couple of minutes or whatever or anything. But that's...
When you're done, go get another roll. Just put... It takes seconds. It takes seconds.
We used to have more of these things. We don't have them as much anymore. And I don't even know if it's an okay term to use.
Right.
These gentlemen's agreements. These things in society that whether you are a man or a woman or whatever, we all agreed to do.
Yeah.
And this is one of
social contract. Let's say that.
I like that. Social contract. I really like that. keep up your end of the bargain.
Yeah. Come on.
Change the toilet paper roll. Come on, people. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the That Ain't Right story, good stories of the day, and more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James taking you to the top of the hour and the beginning of next hour. We'll have CBS News to kick things off. And then at 10:04, we're going to kick off Morning Magazine for the day. Who do we got on today, Seth?
We've got Lisa Kubis coming in at about 10 o'clock. She is the executive director of Visit Rome. And there she's going to be talking about all things Rome related. This is sponsored by the Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. And then going to 10:30, got Janelle Weir coming in from the Extension Wood County. And she is a horticultural educator for Wood and Marathon Counties, talking a little horticulture, which is always very fascinating. It's such a cool topic. I love hearing about it.
An hour long of great information, great fun, great conversation. Be sure to join us Tuesday through Friday for Morning Magazine, 10 to 11. We're going to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque.
I love this saying, Albuquerque. It's such a fun name.
It's a fun word.
Say. I wish there was a sports team in Albuquerque just so we could say, like, the Albuquerque Isotopes kind of thing and stuff. And I didn't even realize I just made a Simpsons reference.
You did.
That's how bad I am. I do it and I don't even think about it now.
That's okay.
Oh, I need help.
That's okay. But that's okay.
Yes, I do. And not as much as this guy. An alligator, drugs, guns, and money were seized during a raid at a home in Albuquerque last month. But New Mexico wildlife officials said Saturday that they are still searching for a young tiger they believe is being illegally kept as a pet.
Yikes.
Investigators think the tiger is with someone in New Mexico or a nearby state. New Mexico Department of Game and Fish Conservation officers said in a statement. The animal was believed to be less than 1 year old and weighed 60 pounds, the department said. Wild tigers are listed globally as an endangered species. Alligators were listed as endangered in the U.S. from 67 to 87, but today they thrive in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
The alligator seized by authorities is about 3 feet long. It was taken to a wildlife facility and living a better life now.
That's good.
Albuquerque police reported a 26-year-old man was arrested and investigated, seized a ton of drugs on him. Literally almost everything under the sun on this guy.
Wow.
And then they found this stuff. And where's the missing tiger?
Oh, boy.
That poor tiger. I hope they find it. I hope that's all right.
Drugs and wild animals, they don't mix, people. This is not a good thing. This is very bad.
The idea of having to own a tiger or a piranha or any of these things.
Wild animal. They're still wild animals.
I know this isn't the cool thing to say. I know I'm supposed to be better than this and everything. I will be completely honest. When things go like this for these people, that's karma to me. When the animal attacks them, that's karma to me. I'm sorry, but this is nature. This is nature. It's still a wild. Did you not hear the scorpion and the lion?
The frog or whatever it was. Scorpion and the frog, yeah.
Oh, it's a scorpion and the frog? I heard a scorpion and lion. Either way.
That was a Simpsons thing, too. Sorry.
Wasn't it? Oh, my God.
Everything you did learn was from cartoons.
Oh, my God.
You knew that.
That's nothing. I remember telling a friend or a girlfriend way back. I had done something for her. She had done something for me for Christmas, and we had both sold something to buy each other something. And we have this little epiphany, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh, just like Ernie and Bert. And she's like, well, you know, that's based on. So, I did not know
Gift
that.
Of the Magi.
Yeah,
yes,
I did not know that. I had no idea. I feel
you
so.
You saw
foolish.
Ernie and Bert. Thank you, Sesame Street. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Man, I still to this day, I probably shouldn't have admitted that on the air, but
that's okay, brother. You're in good company.
Just
you're in good
being
company.
Honest. we do have some good stories of the day we do want to focus on. We're going to go ahead and do that right now. And this first one is a beautiful one, if I can get my computer to work.
My computer.
Come on, computer. You can
that
do
ain't right
there
story. James' computer.
There we go. Yeah, we have one more that ain't right story left for you. So some good news here. And these are a few more just good news stories. A family in Houston just got their dog back 2 years after it went missing.
Wow. That's awesome. Pretty cool. That's a great story. Yeah.
That never gets old to me.
That's so cool.
A Canadian couple just got married in a Cinnabon in downtown Toronto. Yeah.
I wonder what their cake was made out of.
Oh, actually. Ooh.
Do you have pictures? No.
Well, there is one picture of them outside the Cinnabon kissing.
Okay.
They're a very young couple.
Sweet.
She's got a veil. It doesn't look like they have anything else, but as far as like the typical garb. But yeah, they met at the Cinnabon. So they kind of wanted to have their wedding. A Toronto couple hosted their wedding ceremony at what they call an iconic location, the Cinnabon in the Dufferin Mall. That there are malls still.
Yes, there are. They're all in Canada, but you know, there's still malls. Well, that's very sweet.
Here it is. Oh, very nicely done. Nice.
I can see how long it took you.
Bum. I love it. Oh, we got to get a blump bum on you.
We do.
For their wedding cake, they fed one another a Cinnabon and purchased a second, which they froze to feast on for their first anniversary.
Aw, that's great.
While their wedding ceremony was taking place, a lit audience formed around them. Among them, a group of teenage boys gave applause. They were able to actually teenagers actually applauded them. That's quite an accomplishment.
Non-ironically.
Yes. That's quite an accomplishment. That's cool. I like that.
That's great. You know what? As a person who loves unconventional weddings and stuff, like, I think that's great. That's a lot of fun. Having fun with it.
I love tradition, and I'm a big fan of your traditional, beautiful weddings, and I like them, but I'm with you. I'm such a fan of a non-traditional wedding.
Yes. So it's very cool.
Well, I guess that's a little out of the nose, since I come from a non-traditional...
very non-traditional. On family.
It's probably a little biased on my part. I didn't even think about that. One more for you. Here's the impact just one amazing teacher can have. A guy in Sacramento named Jamil Jankochi came to the U.S. as a kid and didn't speak English. But his second grade teacher somehow taught him to read and write in a single year.
Wow.
And for two decades, he's been trying to track her down to say thanks. He knew her name was Miss Lung, but didn't know her first name. So he recently wrote an article about it in lithub.com, which her husband happened to see.
Oh, my goodness.
So they finally connected over the phone, but couldn't get together because of the pandemic was still raging. Mm-hmm. They finally just met up in person last month.
Oh.
Once Jamil learned to write, he fell in love with it, and now he's a published author.
How about that?
His most recent book came out in July, so he had a book signing with Miss Lung there. Miss Lung showed up to surprise him at the book reading.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so awesome.
The power of teachers, the power of reading, the power of possibility.
Oh, perfect way of putting it. It's one of those things you never know.
Yep.
No one knows what's going to happen. Look at what came from one teacher giving this young person a chance. Allow them to learn, to get there, and look at where they are now. We don't know what's going to happen.
Outside of our Native American listeners out there, we're all immigrants, people.
That's right.
You can get over that.
Yes.
I mean, we are all immigrants.
We are.
So it takes every one of us, and it takes things like this to kind of highlight and note that.
And it's not such a big thing.
No.
It's not. It's just a little thing. It could do pay great dividends.
I don't know if anybody's ever seen this green lady standing in New York. She's got this sign that says, give me your poor, give me your tired.
Yep.
I like to think that, I like to still think that that is the America that I was born in and that I will always live in.
100%, brother.
Great show, Seth. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank
this
you.
Morning.
It was fun.
You guys have a great time. Have a great morning. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up in just a few. And be sure to remember a little later today, Paul Chris Show, 6:05. Be sure to join us for that. Football coach Paul Chris joins us on the airwaves every week. Looking forward to hearing that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.